Our gospel lesson today comes from Matthew, where the Magi are visiting Jesus. You can see the manger has been replaced by a throne. So listen to the word of God for you. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea, during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For this is what the prophets wrote: You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you shall come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you've found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went and looked. The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their country by another route. The word of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, this is the Sunday of Epiphany, of discovery, of being inspired to see and hear and understand what you have for us in a new way. So I pray that we could find ourselves under the influence of your Holy Spirit, wherever we are, whatever our situation just now, that we could find ourselves under the influence of your Holy Spirit and ready to respond throughout this year to whatever it is that you have for us. God, all times are your times, and all seasons are your season. But may this first season of the year be one especially of gratitude and our gracious response to you, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to begin by just allowing you some time to reflect on this story. So you'll see some slides and some thoughts, and we'll listen to some lovely music that will have us thinking in the direction of Epiphany. You may remember that just a year ago in December, some of us had a chance to go out and experience this phenomenon. I think, Elaine, I'm going to need you to cue this. This was a conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter that many speculated to be the phenomenon that we see and think and know of as the Bethlehem Star. And look at the date on which it converged. On November 30th, it was there, and December 7th, December 14th, December 21st, just before Christmas of 2020. What an amazing thing. And it was that same star that was the sign that led these three to come and see the Christ child. These three who came out of the East, who were likely followers of a philosophy, a religion called Zoroastrianism, the chief prophet of whom was a man named Zoroaster, or who we may know of as Zarathustra. You remember that wonderful tune, Thus Sprach Zarathustra? It was the theme that the movie 2001 started with. Remember that from some time ago. But they came, those three, from that place and from that faith, which also was a monotheistic faith. It wasn't the faith of Judah, but it was a faith that believed in one God. It was a faith that looked for a Messiah. It was a faith that conceived of free will for human beings and judgment after life and death. There's no indication that they were actually kings in any particular sense. The idea of kingship surrounding this event comes from the fact that the prophecies called for a king to be born on that day. And it was associated with them and that whole notion of royalty and all the things that come from royalty. Royalty, of course, descends in a line from someone. And so Jesus, through Joseph's line, and in a way through Mary's line also, was descended from David, the great king of Israel. But the only king that was there on Christmas Day was the one who was in the manger, actually, not the ones who came to visit. And they found Jesus in a house with his mother, being some time out of his infancy. And they speculate that it was, well, we don't need to speculate because Herod went after those who were 2 years and younger. So it was some time after his birth. And the point about Epiphany is this, that they, by an outward sign, recognized that there was a king there. And we, by many kinds of inward signs in our life, not the least of which is God's word speaking to us, we come to realize the kingship, the lordship, the sovereignty of Christ in our life. So when you think about what is the act of Christmas that leads us into the new year, what is the act of Christmas that leads us onward from here, it is the recognition of Christ's sovereignty in our life. And that this is not a ceremonial sovereignty, like there are kings and queens in the world who wear sashes and carry crowns upon their heads, but they really have no authority in their structure, in their countries. You know, one exception still that we're aware of, probably most of us from our backgrounds, is the Queen of England, who still carries some great sense of inner authority. When she speaks, it means something. She doesn't govern the country, but it means something. But the sovereignty of Christ is a true sovereignty that we get to discover every day. That through the life of our mind, through the life of our body, through the life of our spirit, Christ is Lord over all those things. There's not a realm in our life that Christ is not the Lord of. Our leisure, our vocation, our work are all properly given unto the sovereignty of Jesus Christ. which because we don't see it, because we don't see Christ in a tangible way every day, we get to discover and rediscover how to live into that sovereignty. You know, how do we listen to Jesus? How do we spend time with Jesus? How do we respond to Jesus? Well, I think we do it in at least these three ways. We do it by responding to his word. We do it by listening to him. And one of the things I hope to do between now and Easter season this year is to pay attention, particularly in worship, to the gospel, to the words of Jesus, to Jesus speaking to us through words like the Beatitudes, through his encounters with very real people. And we hear Jesus speaking to us through the Holy Spirit when we pray, when we listen. Not just when we speak our needs, but when we deeply listen, which isn't an easy thing for some of us to do. Some of us are much more inclined to speak and to do and not simply to listen. So I think it's appropriate that we pray that God help us to be listeners this year. And then Christ speaks also through the family of the church. And it's appropriate that we respond and participate and listen to what God, through our elders, our deacons, our leaders, are calling us to do. I'm hoping that one of those things in this coming year is that in a particular way we reach outwards from this wonderful place, from this place that we called home, this building, even though we understand now, as you or many of you Zooming from home, this building is not the center of our life. The center of our life is the congregation, however we express it to ourselves. But I pray that 2022 would be a year that we, in a more tangible way, through our education and teaching and nurture and service, reach out to the world around us. The sovereignty of God, that we listen to God's word, that we listen to the Holy Spirit, and that we listen to people that we know are listening to God. Howard Thurman wrote this wonderful reflection about the season of Epiphany. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the shepherds have found their way home, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. All these things that we have pledged as God's people to do together. So I wish for you a healthy, a happy, a blessed new year, that however you find a way to do it, that you would respond as Christ's people in your situation, at home, at work, at school, shopping, whatever it might be, that God would lead us into our own seasons of Epiphany.